Another important medical battle being fought here at home is against cervical cancer. Each year, thousands of women die from the disease, and Black women are especially vulnerable. NPR's Farai Chidea spoke with News & Notes medical expert Dr. Hilda Hutcherson about new ways that women can prevent cervical cancer, and Farai joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, let me ask you. Last month was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We paid a lot of attention on this program to it, and it seems that that gets a lot of media attention, but it is, of course, not the only cancer that is problematic for women.
Absolutely not. You know, thousands of women are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, and many die from it, unfortunately. So as Dr. Hutcherson explains, the most common culprit in cervical cancer is something called the human papillomavirus, or HPV.
It is extremely common in teens and women in their early 20s. In most cases, probably more than 70% of those cases, the immune system will totally eradicate the virus. So it's not one of those viruses that you carry on for the rest of your life. In a certain subset of those women, this virus will remain in the body. And those are the ones, those persistent strains that we are most concerned about. And they tend to be of the high-risk variety. What I advise women to do is if you are 30 or older, when you go in for your yearly pap smear, it is extremely important to ask your doctor to do a test for the human papillomavirus, a HPV test, in addition to your pap smear. And the reason for this is a certain number of pap smears will come back negative when, in fact, you are still at risk for cervical cancer. Doing the HPV with the pap smear increases the chance that you will pick up these high-risk strains and precancerous lesions of the cervix early so that it can be treated and you will not develop cervical cancer.
Now, Dr. Hutcherson, I have to tell you that I have been going faithfully to the doctor for my annual exams, and I've gotten pap smears, which is what every woman over a certain age is told to get to prevent, you know, cancer that's in its late stages. I have never once been asked by my doctor if I wanted an HPV test. Is that something that you're surprised by?
No, I'm not surprised by that because this is new data. It's only in the last year or so that the recommendation has been made that women 30 and older get an HPV test in addition to their pap smear. So it's important for women to educate themselves and go into the doctor and be your own advocate and ask your doctor for an HPV test if you're 30 or older. If you're under 30, it's not recommended.
Now, African-American women are twice as likely to die as other women from HPV. What could be done to prevent it? Is this really the best way, this kind of early screening through the new test?
Early screening is absolutely the best way to protect yourself from cervical cancer because we know that if we can detect cervical changes early on in the precancerous stage, we can completely eradicate cervical cancer. The problem with cervical cancer in African American women is that so many of us don't go in regularly for our GYN exams. We don't go every year to get our pap smears. And so often the diagnosis is not made until the disease has spread, until it's at an advanced stage. And at that point, it is difficult to cure.
Before we let you go, I have heard that there's some new vaccine that might even take this prevention to the level of completely eradicating it.
Well, it's very exciting, the research that is being done. And recent studies in research have suggested that there is a vaccine on the horizon that will protect girls and boys, women and men, from getting the high-risk forms of HPV as adults.
Well, that sounds like something we have to look forward to, another advance. Dr. Hilda Hutcherson is the Associate Dean for Diversity and Minority Affairs at the Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons. She's also the author of books including What Your Mother Never Told You About Sex. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Farai, let me ask you something.
prior to knowing this, was this something that you and your friends, particularly your generation, would have checked for?
Well, you know, I have had several friends who've had HPV, but we never knew that there was anything like a test for it. It's just something that you went to the doctor and sometimes you would manifest symptoms. But if you didn't manifest any symptoms, how were you supposed to know? I just went for a checkup 2 months ago. I was never told that there was an HPV test. So this is something clearly that there has a lot of work to be done in the medical community to inform women about their health.
And in particular in the Black community, prevention, prevention, prevention is what we need to make sure that we keep out there.
Absolutely.
All right, Farai, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ed.